Mishnah. I have to I have to count first because I'm gonna say what's tonight too many times before counting.
It's not the right thing. First you have to count. I can't say the name of the chag now.
Yeah.
So if you count right now, then I can say.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you can. Show me what's the So now we can say tonight is like Baromir. Like Baromir, in a way, is a very strange chag. I don't know how many people they expect in Miron. Last year they said 1 million. Of course, we have to know the first thing is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was not the greatest in the history if we're going to measure Chachamim. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was the biggest. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva, in a way, in wisdom, in understanding, was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve and get only 49 gates of Chochmah, and Rabbi Akiva was able to get to the 50th. But again, Rabbi Akiva was also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's rabbi. And nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is, you see, from the people that go to Miron, and during the year also, constantly, people go over there and sit over there and pray over there. It's a very special day. Not only that, time of Ari, one of the Chachamim said Tachanun on Lag BaOmer. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to Ari and said, why the guy say Tachanun? This is my Chag. And Ari went to the rabbi and told him, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to him in a dream. And asked him, how come he said Tachanun on Lag BaOmer? This is his holiday. And the rabbi died. The rabbi died because he said Tachanun on Lag BaOmer. But if you say Tachanun on Pesach, you die. If you say Tachanun on Simchat Torah, you're going to die. It means if you trade, probably what it means is that that rabbi on purpose said Tachanun. He said, he disregard, not by mistake, he said Tachanun. I said, what Lag BaOmer, which Lag BaOmer? And really, it's among the Chachamim, it's a whole debate about Lag BaOmer going to Miron. Think about 20 years ago. It started the whole thing. These people say, why are you going over there? Why are you making this fire? What is the root of it? Who told you to do it? What is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai all about? Did he got to do this thing? In a way, the way in our generation, it's a little bit easier to understand Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai because he wrote Sefer Zohar, and of course everybody wants Kabbalah. A Mekubal is bigger than the big Talmid Chacham, as long as he can say it's a Mekubal, he's already the biggest. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is so-called Revil de Zohar. Revil de Zohar means like this, that anybody in their generation, I wouldn't say the word anybody, but a lot of Chachamim know it. The Torah Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, a lot of Chachamim know. But to reveal it to the public, it's dangerous, and you may need a permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said himself that his students, somebody pressed him, asked him questions, and then the Ari told him an answer, and then Ari's sons died. Ari said, my son died because I revealed a big secret. It says, you cannot reveal secrets. If Hashem wants it, He will reveal it. You see, Hashem gave us the Torah, and all the secrets are not there. Generations came. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was the first one that put it in writing, the Zohar. And it's on the Zohar based the Ari, based all the secrets. But he had the permission, if you may say, to reveal it, to write it to the public. Of course, Rabbi Akiva knew whatever Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai knew, Rabbi Akiva knew as well. Even better. The Gemara said Rabbi Akiva knew that every little thing in the Torah that nobody else knew. Even Moshe Rabbeinu could not figure out the secrets of the Torah, the letters, the shape of the letters, and the words, and what they have, what we call tagim on top of the letters. Nobody was bigger than him. But he did not reveal it to the public. I mean, he didn't teach the boys everything. Maybe he taught some of them, but again, it was from mouth to ear, but not in public to put it in writing. You know, Shimon bar Yochai himself, and he wrote the Zohar also, it was not publicized immediately. The Zohar just came out a few hundred years after Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai died. And when somebody found it and started to say Zohar, was a big machloket among the Chachamim. It's fake. Excuse me. Some Chachamim said it was fake thing, somebody wrote it. Happened in history a few times that people wrote books and claimed that the book was from another rabbi, from another Chachamim, and then they found them, the liars. About 100 years ago, somebody wrote a Gemara, Yerushalmi. Gemara Yerushalmi and Kochim. And already printed it in Europe, in Russia, and already sold it in the stores. And the boy of Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen, and he was constantly involved in learning about Beit HaMikdash. And he, when he was notified about the book, he said, somebody found the manuscript. Somebody, Yerushalmi of Kochim, was going on Beit HaMikdash. Right? They brought him to the book and said, the whole thing is fake. Fake. That's a genius rabbi. What we call rabbi, but a genius faker. In Russia, that knew how to learn very well. He was a genius guy. He knew how to write in language of the Gemara. Can you imagine? What a talent. He wrote the whole Gemara. Yerushalmi. But Chafetz Chaim found some contradictions between that Gemara and other Gemarot. He couldn't find contradiction in the book itself. But this rabbi quoted names. He said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, this, he wrote the whole Gemara. And then the Chafetz Chaim quoted it because he knew in other places, in the Shas, in Babli, in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Lezer, they say different things, the opposite. And then the guy admitted the whole thing was a fake thing. So when the Zohar came out also, a lot of people say, well, who found the Zohar? Who found it? Well, this guy, where's the guy? This guy, how did he find it? Where did he find it? Exactly, tell me exactly, where did you find it? In Jar? What is this? Hundreds of years after Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai died. What is the whole machloket? That's what people say, it's called, they say Zohar HaKadosh, Zohar HaKadosh. They don't say Torah Kedosh, they don't say Gemara Kedosh, they don't say Mishnah Kedosh. They say Zohar HaKadosh to emphasize it, that, you know, we do believe this Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai wrote it. But again, there is no proof, 100%. It came swear on the Torah, it says, I know Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. Nobody knows. It says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, maybe a faker made it. How do you know? There's a big machloket among the Chachamim if this is true Zohar or not.
It was a big machloket. Al Chachamim said the whole thing is a fake thing.
The Zohar.
Yeah. There's no information. Rav Shmuel Mordechai did not deliver it to the public. It was found hundreds of years after he died. And who said he wrote it? Who said maybe it's a fake he wrote it? It was the whole machloket. Some Rabbanim said, no, why do you accept it? And some Chachamim came and they proved it and this and this. And so. So we accepted it. So again, so this maybe you know that some Chachamim said finish on Lag BaOmer, the Sefer HaZohar. So it's, again, there's no information about this either. But we do know what we see with our eyes that it's Lag BaOmer is a major thing on his monument in Miron. People from all over the world fly. Thousands of people fly, not hundreds, thousands of people fly from all over the world to be there tonight. There must be something in it. The Gemara says a statement that whoever's mother give birth and the child will be like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, good. If not, the mother should not give birth. Such a statement. You say such thing. It's a thing, you know, even though, you know, he was a genius, okay, so, but he, again, he wasn't only a genius. There was other geniuses as well. And he's, for sure, his rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, was the biggest. So, okay, you say a statement. Your mother said, if the mother would give a child like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, fine. If he's not giving Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, better don't give birth. What do you mean don't give birth? Don't give birth to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. I mean, you don't want anybody else unless when you want the chief rabbi. And he says, Rabbi Vadia, he says, less than him, better not to get born. First stage. But again, strange. And this is the Gemara again. The strangest thing is, the guy that made a song, Bar Yochai, and one of the paragraphs he says, Nase Adam Nemar Bavurecha. It means like this. On creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discussed with the angels to create mankind. And he spoke to them and he said, Naaseh Adam, Betzalmenu Kidmutenu, let's make a person something similar to us. So the song says that statement, what says in the Torah, Parashat Bereshit, Naaseh Adam, let's make a person, Ne'emar ba'avurecha, was said, we say in the song, ba'avurecha, for you, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It means, so-called, but it says, that it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he discussed with the angels to make a person, he had in mind, the question was, shall I make Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Shall I not make Rav Shimon bar Yochai? This was the question. That's very strange. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu aimed at. I mean, that's the whole thing, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and if not, there's nothing else in the world. Very strange. But again, you know, it's Chachamim say it. It says in all the books, you give titles to a person, and he doesn't deserve the title. Not only doesn't help him, it ruins him. Especially if the person is in Olam Haba. And people say, wow, the guy was a genius in Shas. The guy didn't even know one Masechet. So in Shamayim, they call the guy and say, look, people say about you that you know the Shas, and you don't know the Shas, the whole thing is a lie about you. And it says not only you don't get credit, you get embarrassed. It says in the Seich, in funerals, in eulogies, if you stand up and say things about the guy, it says, if Chas Shalom to say a lie, the Besh Karim, when you call the nigger denied, David Amelach says, if somebody says a lie, should not stand in front of Hashem, especially in front of a person who is on the way to Olam Haba, you can't say lies about him and say he was this, he was that. I said, go sing the song Bar Yochai, and you say, Naaseh Adam Ne'emar Ba'avurecha. He says, you know what Hashem writes in the Torah that he discussed with the angels to make a person, Ne'emar Ba'avurecha is for you, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You really mean it? I mean, who are you to say such a thing? To say it? Who invented it? Okay, the song was written by Mekubal a few hundred years ago. But again, to say it in the song, I says, this is, you need big shoulders to say such a thing. It's not, you can't just say, you know. Then there's a Ma'aba Borecha, you choose one rabbi, and you say, oh, that's what Hashem meant. That's what Hashem spoke to the angels. What's wrong with you? He says, how can you say such a thing? It's hard to believe that's what it means. Well, at the end of the Shiur, without Hashem, understand what it means. But on the surface, you sing the song, it says, It doesn't make sense, and it cannot be, and it doesn't fit in our life to say that Tetz Hashem meant Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not Abraham, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, nobody. Only Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Very strange. And this we are also before Chag HaShavuot. And of course, the famous statement is Na'aseh V'Nishma. But it means like this. The way the Torah says, the way the Gemara explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go talk to Am Yisrael, and they said, we would like to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would like to hear. That's newly wrote, Malkinu Mishmo et Malkinu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, to Moshe, God tell them to prepare themselves to be pure, be ready. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down. Prior to the answer, or maybe in the fifth day, according to the Torah, Pashat Mishpatim, they said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. Na'aseh V'Nishma means we'll do and we'll listen. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard it, all of us said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, he said, who revealed the secret to my children? Mi gila razel etzanai. Says the Gemara, what do I mean? Says the Gemara, this is the language that the angels, Malachi HaSharet, use. This is the angels. David HaMelech says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his angels. Ki borecho ha-choset varo, lishmo bekol varo. The angels are very powerful. They do what Hashem says, and they listen to Hashem. Am Israel, so-called, similar to the angels, they say the same statement. Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll do and we'll listen. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was surprised. Who taught my children this? This is what is he surprised about? It says the angels. The angels, that's going on by the angels as well. First oset v'ro, first they do and then they listen. So the first question is, what do you mean first you do and then you listen? After you do, there's nothing more to listen. And the second thing is, what do you mean it's a secret? What's the secret about? This is, must be a big secret to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. This is when we take it for granted, Am Yisrael says V'Nishma, so it's not so simple. It says it's a secret. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was wondering, who taught my children? Mi gila razeh levanai, who taught my children this? He says, how do you know how to say such a thing? The question is, what's the big deal about? What's the secret about it? Of course, the Gemara says that one of the goyim came down Chachamim and said, what's wrong with your people? You said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. Says, you will do and listen. How do you know what to do? And how do you know you'll be able to do? He says, you first say, listen. And then you say, okay, I'll do it. Because if you say, I'll do, and you don't say, B'li Neder, and you say, listen, I'll do it. And then you say, Nashma. I said, Hashem will tell you what to do. He says, how are you so sure you're going to do it? How do you know it? And the Gemara says, I'm Abziza. The Gemara says that Goy told the Chacham, it says, you a nation that you make decisions on the spot. You have no patience. You have no patience. So why you said like this? Why did you say that? But nevertheless, the Gemara says the angels. The question is about the angels also. What the angels, what do we mean? Angel Oseh Dvaro, they do what Hashem says. Oseh Dvaro. Lishmua, we call Dvaro, to listen what he says. Well, after they did, there's nothing more to listen. Also, Chag HaShavuot is in the Zohar is a very important holiday. Zohar says, expect to go out of exile on Chag HaShavuot. Expect. So, again, of course, the explanation is we got the Torah. So, what this has to do? Because we got the Torah, we go out of exile. And then the Gemara Yerushalmi comes with a statement. The Gemara says, you know how important Chag HaShavuot is? As the Parashat Pinchas, the Torah talks about the Mu'adim, about the sacrifices. And every time the Torah talks about it, every holiday we have to bring a sacrifice, a goat. And the Torah says, when you bring the goat for Korban Musaf, it says, V'ikraftem. It says, you should sacrifice. On Shavuot, it says, V'asitem si'ir izim echad echad. It says, you should do. It doesn't say sacrifice to do. It says, the Gemara, how come Hashem changed it in the Torah? Hashem should have said, sacrifice it, we craft him. He says, no, Torah says, asitim, do it. He says, come on, no, it refers to you. If a person on Chag HaShavuot accepts on himself to learn Torah, And says, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him like a new person. Which is what I mean. Hashem makes you a new person. What does that mean? Hashem makes you a new person. How important it is to learn Torah on the night of Chag HaShavuot. It says the Maran HaBet Yosef, the one who wrote Shulchan Aruch, before he came to Eretz Israel, he was in the Bet HaKnesset on the night of Shavuot. At that time, he was outside of Eretz Israel, they observed two nights, of course. So while they were learning over there, I think at midnight, all of a sudden they heard like a voice speaking to them. And they said, oh, we're very happy that you're here, that you're learning. He says, I was waiting for you, that you'd learn, and I give you blessings. And it's just a shame that you're not too many of you here. And they all were trembling, some of them fell on the floor, shaking. They actually heard a voice talking to them. And then the second night, because they were outside of Eretz Israel, they got some more people, they told people. During the day, what happened? So more people came to the Knesset. And again, at midnight, all of a sudden, they heard somebody talking to them. Again, they were trembling, they fell on the floor, they were fainting. It was the same thing. It's a very strange thing. A strange thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy, it's our custom. As much as we can to stay up the night of Chag HaShavuot. So, okay, look how important it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he speaks to somebody. He stays up Chag HaShavuot. Why Chag HaShavuot? Because he got the Torah, because Hashem spoke to us again. But again, to come to such a state that you hear something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very strange. Comes to Gemara and says that three times the angels objected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. If we may say, they advised HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to do what he had in mind. The first time, says the Gemara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create mankind, was the first Friday. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I would like to manufacture a person. And the angel said, better not. Better not. Not only that, according to one version, Eliyahu HaNavi at the time was an angel. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't. Don't create him. Don't create him. It's only going to have only aggravation for him. And you see what happened right away. A few hours after he was created already, he disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we hear nothing can hit him. But it's the first time. Okay, so the situation is like this. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he is the genius of the software. You don't go and tell the guy that makes the software, you do not make a software. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does everything, and he knows everything, and you, even an angel, what is that an angel? An angel is nothing. An angel is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An angel is not an entity. Even the internet, it doesn't matter, but you don't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you tell him, listen, I don't think you should manufacture. The Gemara says, a few people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them a question, they fell in a trap. The Gemara said, Cain and Bilam and Chizkiyahu, Hashem asked them a question. I says, who are those people? Or Hashem asked Cain, where is your brother? And Cain should have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must be kidding. You're asking me a question. If you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask you a question, and you give an answer, it means you don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Bilam, who are the people here in your house? And Bilam said, this is the people that Balak sent me. So the Gemara said, shame on you. What do you know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked you, you think Hashem doesn't know who they are? You have to see the passport. Maybe they have a fake passport from England, and they're now in Australia. It's a joke. So the Gemara says, Hashem asked Chizkiyahu, who are those people? And Chizkiyahu said, those people are from Iraq, from Babel. So the Gemara said, Chizkiyahu, you fell in a trap. Hashem asked you a question. Hashem knows the answer. What are you supposed to answer? So the Gemara, Hashem asked Yecheskel. Hashem asked Yecheskel HaNavi. Hashem took him to a valley. There were a lot of bones over there. The bones of Bnei Ephraim. They came out of Egypt. 30 years before we left Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yecheskel, what do you think, Yecheskel? You see the bones over there on the floor. What do you think? Those bones could be revived. And Yecheskel said, Hashem atah yodata. You know better. The Gemara says, excellent. Excellent. Now you know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you think angels don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says that we say in Kiddushah on Shabbat, Hayyeh Mekom Kvedo. So the Gemara says the angels don't know where Hashem is. They have no idea. Hayyem Mikom Kvodo says, where is he exactly? I know he's on top, but where is he exactly? Angels don't even know this. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first Friday asked the angels, Shela Kriyat Mankind, not only they don't say, you should know better, they give him an advice. He says, no, better don't create them. He says, what do you think, you're smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anyway, Hashem created us anyway. Anyway, until they gave the answer, Hashem said, oh, here he is, I've already manufactured him. I already created him. But the question is, what the angels think? What the brainless people, brainless entities. So Hashem asked you a question and said, I want you. What is supposed to Yecheskel said, you know better than me. A genius, you know, somebody asks you a question and says, what's the right answer? He says, speak to a genius guy. You don't answer him. He says, he knows better than you. He doesn't ask you because he doesn't know. He says, he knows everything. Hashem knows everything. Come to Gemara, the second time. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah. And Moshe went upstairs to get the Torah. And angels told Hashem, don't give it to them. Don't give them that. Don't give them the Torah. Again, what do you mean, don't give them? What do you mean? You're talking to Hashem. Hashem wants. If he wants to give, he's going to give. You're going to tell Hashem what to do? This is Gemara third time. Third time, Hashem told Moshe to make a Mishkan Bet HaMikdash. The angels came to Hashem and says, for what? Now Tchal HaShemayim. Don't. Don't tell him to do Mishkan. Don't go downstairs. Because again, we tell Hashem what to do. I want to understand it really, what is really, the Gemara means, you know, when I was young, twice, happened a story, there was a child, 7, 8 years old, one of them wrote Berz Rebbe in Tel Aviv, one wrote to the stipler. He says, that boy knows everything. Any question you ask him, in the Chumash, in the Navi, in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, he knows all the books that you have in the bookstore.
7 years old, 8 years old.
I was 7, I think one was 8. Not only he knew all the books in the store, they brought him to Berz Rebbe in Tel Aviv. And the Berz Rebbe asked him, you know this book? He said, yeah, I can tell you what says in the book. Say what's in the book. You know this book? The Berz Rebbe asked him, there's a guy, his name is Satmi Rebbe in America. He wrote a book also. Do you know that book? The boy said, I know this book also. He said this book. This was when I was young. But after you see this boy, now you know what the Gemara says. That the baby in his mother's stomach learns, he has a candle on top of his head. Says the Gemara, he looks from the beginning of the world to the end of the world and learns the Torah with an angel. Yeah, that's all. When you read the Gemara, you think, ah, it's a joke. It's a joke. I mean, people take it for granted, you know. Anybody is a doctor here? No. The doctors, you know, that's the worst thing in the world. Moshe Farnish is saying. The lady has to give birth. The doctor said right away, induce. Why induce? Because otherwise she's going to wake him up in the middle of the night, or he has to go on vacation. So Moshe Farnish said, you don't trust one of them. C-section? Forget about it. He only wants to make more money. When she gives birth naturally, he makes 5,000. If it's C-section, he makes 100,000. It's just complication. He forgot the scissors inside, etc. I says, it's inducing. What you do right now is the baby learns now with an angel. Now, you stop him. You stop him. Other people, you know, baby, it's lately. It wasn't, when I was young, there was no such thing, ADD, all these things that children cannot concentrate in school, nothing. What's wrong with the guy? Take him to the special classes, public schools. Never had it. Never, no such thing. I went through school, part of high school. No such thing, ADD, no such thing. It just happened from inducing it happened. Because you take the guy out while he's learning with an angel. Hashem assigned an angel to every baby, says the Gemara.
Boy and girl.
And Goyim as well. They learn the Sheva Mitzvot. Goyim as well. As the Gemara says, Esau was learning, Yaakov was learning in Rivka's stomach. And it's a Gemara. And
because he was Jewish.
No, nobody was Jew at that time. A goy learns also the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. As an angel teaches them. And while he's learning, you cannot disturb him. If the mother is late, it means he doesn't know the Shas yet. If he would know the Shas, he would come out. As the doctor induced the lady, he forces him to go outside. Forces him to go out, it cut something of his wisdom. That's called the ADD. The whole ADD is because of that. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu made an angel, and the baby learns it. And this was one story when I was young. They brought this boy to Belzer Rebbe, and the boy knew everything. The Belzer Rebbe asked him, "How do you know all this?" He said, "I have no idea. How do I know it? I know every question you ask me. I know all the Rashi, all the Tosfot, all the Gemarot, back and forth. He can say the whole Shas like he say Alinu Neshaver." Then the Belzer Rebbe took his hand, his left hand, and I think it was left hand. He did like this to him over here, under his nose. He said, "I forgot the whole thing." He says, "Now you go to school, it starts from fresh." That's what happens as the Gemara to every baby. Every baby, when he comes outside, he cries usually. He cries because that angel that taught him goes outside and give him like a snap under his nose. And that's why we have this dimple over here, is because we forgot it. That's when I was young. When I was in Yeshiva. And in Yeshiva, the step, Abraham Kalevsky's father, he wrote a book. So they brought him a child from Beersheba. I think it was his father's boy. They brought him a child from Beersheba. The same story exactly. He says, that boy, he knows everything without studying. Everything. The whole Tanakh by heart, like you say, Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. He knows everything. Safer writes in his book, it's written in the book. Safer said, "Go hide him." I don't know where the boy is now. I have no idea. This is a story about 50 years ago. In the book. So the question is, what's behind it? Why does Hashem do it? Why Hashem assigned an angel to every pregnant lady? The angel teaches the baby, everything. What's the purpose? For what? Anyway, then an angel comes and steps in, and then he forgets. So what's the idea behind it? So the Chachamim said that actually, let's say Parasha, it says Parashat Kedoshim in America, Hashem wants us to be holy. I says, why Hashem wants us to be holy? Why not? No, it's much deeper than that. Says the Gemara on a sentence in the Torah that V'shachanti betucham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go tell them to build a Mishkan for me. And I will dwell inside them. This is the Gemara, inside them. It should be inside it. Talking about the Mishkan. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betucham, says the Gemara, betoch kol echad v'echad. That actually is like this. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, how we say, his energy penetrates inside the person. It injects it, it penetrates it. This is a very high voltage thing. You can't put high voltage, I don't know, 20 billion megawatt into something. The thing is going to blow on the spot. This is the Gemara, Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he made Adam HaRishon, it was on the floor. While he was on the floor, he was able already to do certain things, but he couldn't speak yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Torah, he blew into his nose. Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. Says the Gemara, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? It's called CPR. No, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew inside him part of him. This is really the neshama that we have inside. It's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that neshama, the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very high energetic voltage that the body of the person has to be prepared to hold it in. Otherwise it's going to bust. It says therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the baby should learn Torah. Says the Gemara, what Torah does, Torah penetrates inside the system. Says the Gemara like this, you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvot. And the 613 mitzvot is equivalent to 613 pieces that we have in our body. So it means like this. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital, you should know our neshama contains 613 pieces. Which in every part of the body, you have a part of a neshama. And somebody doesn't feel well. He says he has an earache. He has a sore throat. And something hurts him anywhere. So what it means, at that point, the neshama has a blockage. Today, we call it bypass. Blockage. It says every artery and every piece in the system can have a blockage. Dari used to walk on the street and people used to come to him and say, I don't feel well. I have an earache, I have a headache, I have this. Dari said, oh, I'll tell you what. There's one mitzvah he didn't do. So what do we say? I know he didn't do. He says, every mitzvah, says Dari, is against part of our body. So the mitzvah, what we do, is not to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah is what we call in America a rod or ruder. The mitzvot open the artery. The mitzvot open the vessels, and the blood goes through, and that heals the whole system. And Dari used to walk on the street. He used to tell a person, "I don't feel well." He said, "Oh, I don't feel well." Dari used to put his hand on the pulse, and he used to hear the pulse, and he said, "Oh, I hear the blood does not go through in a certain place." It means you did not do this mitzvah, you didn't put filin b'kavana, you didn't sit b'kavana, you didn't keep Shabbat 100%. It's on the forehead of the person also. It's on the forehead. It was the guy, his name was Ramoshe Galanti, the time of Ari, he was the son of Ari. He came to Ari, Ari said, oh, you stole money. He said, I stole money? Why you stole money? He says, well, Galanti, he says, the gimel on your forehead is backwards. He stole. I said, I stole money. Ari said, listen, I only can tell you what says on your forehead. I mean, the blood circles, and the blood writes letters on the forehead. Go find out. So this Galanti had two manufacturers of clothing in Sfat. One manufacturer, only men used to work there, and one manufacturer, only ladies. Can you imagine? 400 years in Tzfat, they didn't have in the same factory men and ladies together. So he went to the men's section, and he said, anybody? So he said, no, nobody. I went to the ladies' section. He says, do I owe anybody money? So one lady stood up, yeah, you owe me money. He says, how do I owe you money? He says, I worked overtime, you didn't pay me for the few hours I worked overtime. So he gave the money, he goes back to the Ari. And Ari said, now the gimel is straight on your forehead. It says Galanti. Before it says Jalanti. And he says, because every mitzvah does something to the blood. And the blood goes through the body. And the person doesn't feel well. Ari said, you don't feel well. Nothing's wrong with you. He says, don't go to a doctor. You just have to fix the mitzvah. To fix the mitzvah, that mitzvah is against that part of the body. And you have a blockage over there. And you have to have a roder, which is the mitzvot are the roderos. And that's what Hashem gave us the mitzvot. Hashem didn't give us the mitzvot because he wants to keep a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what do you think Hashem cares? If you eat kosher, you eat not kosher, you keep the Torah, you slaughter the animal this way, that. What do you think Hashem cares if you put filin? No. What it means is the Torah penetrates inside the person's body. But why the Torah has to penetrate? Not because we have to live. Because Hashem wants to go inside the body. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us in detail, when Hashem created mankind, the Torah says, no, and the man was on the floor, and, what do you mean, and? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. No, the Torah says, no, you know what? How this Adam HaRishon, our grandfather, stood up, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nose, Nishmat Chaim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, man nafach medidei nafach. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu put part of his energy inside mankind. And that's what Gemara says, that's the secret of mankind. If you walk inside, you have to understand that part of Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside you. That's what the Torah says. You know, this is the goal. To do a Mishkan, It means the person who asked us to come three times a year to Beit HaMikdash, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. He says, for what? For what do you have to go? He says, the Gemara, Yonah Navi came on Sukkot to Beit HaMikdash with Simchat Torah, and all of a sudden he got Ruach HaKodesh. It's called Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means that you get inside you a holy wind. It says Hashem goes inside you. It has to go inside you if the vessels are open, if there's no blockage, and should not be a blast, should not be a disaster. As a disaster means, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes inside somebody, that somebody is not pure, it says the guy can go on fire. It says the guy is going to bust. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned an angel to every baby, in order when the baby comes outside, he gets the neshama. It says even though the baby is inside, but the baby does not have a neshama when he's in his mother's stomach. So the angel teaches him Torah. But to teach him Torah, it means that the angel, that this baby's arteries, the baby's vessels should be open to accept the neshama. And the neshama contains 613 pieces. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the baby comes outside, that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered the 613. And if the baby comes outside, something is wrong, it means that from the last life, was one mitzvah he didn't do, and there's a blockage now. So therefore, Chas Shalom, the baby has this, the baby has that, the baby has this. So what happened? And he says, well, the baby learned Torah, but that mitzvah he did not obey in the last life. And therefore, there's a blockage. There's a blockage, then he cannot breathe well, in his this, etc. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah, when he created mankind, he blew inside mankind. Of course, mankind did not have Torah yet. Says the Gemara, Yom HaShishi V'Yichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to 6 days of Sivan. We got the Torah, we got the commandments. Says the Gemara, Eretz Yara V'Shokta. Earth was shaking. If Am Yisrael would not accept the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have destroyed the world. If none of the nations will say no, we say yes, all say we don't want it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the world. The question is, why? Why? They don't want it, don't give it to them. What's the problem exactly? Noach got 7 mitzvot. So now Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ashvatim, the old. Usually, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they kept the old Torah, Ashvatim did not keep. Yosef kept Shabbat. The Shvatim did not keep Shabbat. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe, who asked him if they want the Torah? The Gemara said, Am Yisrael was saying, yet, Hashem destroyed the world. When destroy the world, they don't want it. So, let the world continue this way. What's the problem? Hashem is destroyed the world, don't want the Torah. Because again, the Torah is the road order. The Torah opens the pipe in order for Hashem to enter to us. Hashem wants to go inside us. As the Torah says, Hashem penetrated inside mankind. When it penetrated into his nose, via his nose, the neshama went. The neshama contained 613 pieces. Went through the body of Adam Rishon, he stood up, now he's functioning. It's functioning, you can remove everything. It's not because you can move because your fingers, you have a head and you have a shoulder. It is because Hashem is inside you, he moves everything. This is the whole idea is Hashem should go inside you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah. Because it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to enter into us. That's what it means. Zot HaBracha SheBerach Moshe Ish HaElokim. It says Moshe is being the son of Ish HaElokim. Says the Gemara, Mechetzo Lemala HaElokim. It says Moshe was so pure that Hashem was in the upper part of his body all over. It says this is the goal. It's Hashem. It's called Ruach HaKodesh. It's called Navi, Prophet. It means that Hashem is inside you. Hashem is inside you. You know what's going on. So what does it mean? Hashem doesn't want to be inside me because he wants to be inside me. Because he wants to guide me. He wants to help me. That I make a right decision. That I go the right places. That I do with my hands the right thing. It's because Hashem is inside me. This is the person that David HaMelech said, Kishavti drachai, Vashiva gaya ledotecha. Says the Dameles, says the Gemara, the Dameles said, you know what, in the morning I have a plan to go someplace. All of a sudden, my feet took me someplace else. Says the Gemara, you should know, the feet of the person are responsible for the person's life. What it means is, that in the feet also you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu so called. Because the neshama that we have is divided to 613 pieces. So every bone, every vessel has a part of Hashem. So it means Hashem leads you. Hashem takes you here, Hashem says, don't go there. Hashem tells you, don't buy this, don't sell this, don't do that. He says, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is the system. That's why Hashem wants to go inside us. I'm going inside us because He wants to go inside us. So that's how it goes. First, the person is born, and then he gets the neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he has to go through his trip in this world. I says, now, let's go. Now he came here to do something. Then comes an angel, snap him. And then he forgets the Torah, because now Hashem is inside him. So it starts to grow. Now you have here a mission. Okay, let's do the mission. I said, the mission, I have to have Hashem. Because Hashem has to tell me what to do. What I should do. Should be inside me. Hashem has to penetrate inside me. Says the Gemara, the first thing the baby should say when the baby starts talking is Torah Tzivanu Moshe Marasha Kadet Yaakov. Says, train the baby. Train the baby. Not Baba, not Ada, not Daddy, not Mommy. He says, the baby starts talking, tell him. Say this sentence. Torah Tzivanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us a Torah. Morasha Kadet Yaakov, this inheritance from Yaakov. He says, what do you try to say to the baby? You have to say to the baby that you should know the goal is Torah. But the goal is Torah because Hashem wants you to study Torah. Hashem wants you to have Torah because the Torah will penetrate and will go and clear the pipes. And you don't need, you're not going to have a blockage in the system. That's what the Torah does. Torah opens blockages. That's what Gemara says, Torah Magna. Torah saves the person. Torah saves the person. Because Torah penetrates and opens up the pipe, and then Hashem goes inside. If Hashem goes inside, it means nothing can go wrong. Everything is okay. So this was the plan. But this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a Torah. That's what the Gemara says. If everybody would say, no Torah, Hashem would destroy the world. Not because we're going to do sins. We don't have to do sins, we're not going to do mitzvot. We're going to have only 7 sons of Noah. But the problem is, if Hashem will not give us the Torah, Hashem would not be able to penetrate inside us. There will be blockages. That's why Hashem wanted to give us the Torah. And then Hashem said, you know what, I give you the Torah, then I go inside you. Where is it going to go inside us? Where? When? He says, Bet HaMikdash. Asur HaMikdash v'shachanti betocham. He says, this is the Gemara. That's what it means. Hashem told Moshe, you do Bet HaMikdash, then you come over there to visit me 3 times a year. You come down there to visit me. He says, the Gemara, you know, Navi came. He got Ruach HaKodesh. Then Hashem penetrated into a person. So that's the secret of our life. You don't keep the Torah, keep the mitzvot, because Hashem wants you to keep the mitzvot. Says the Gemara clearly, you think Hashem cares if you keep the mitzvot? Hashem doesn't care. Hashem cares for you. So what does it mean He cares for me? He wants to give me the right advice. It means He's going to go inside me. And says the Gemara says, you know, a shed can go inside a person's head. You must, if you learn that from me. And it says, Chachamim say, you know, Masechet Me'ilah, Chachamim went to Rome. Chachamim went to Rome. And they wanted to ask the government some favors. The Romans, Yimach Shemam, with the Gzerot. So they go to Rome, on the way they see a shed, a demon. And the shed said, don't worry, you'll get it, what you want. His name is Ben Metalion. I said, you know what, before you go, I'm going to go inside the Caesar's daughter's head. And she'll talk nonsense. And she'll go crazy. And they're going to call all the psychiatrists. He says, what happened? I says, give her medicine. He says, this medicine has the side effect. She'll faint. This, you know. And when somebody doesn't feel well, he says, oh, he doesn't feel well. He was fine. He was fine. What happened to him? Institution. Put him in a sanatorium. In hospitals. What happened to him? Very simple, the Gemara says. Something went inside him. Can be a dibuk. Can be a shed, can be a lost neshama, talks nonsense. The man was a genius, everything was good. All of a sudden, look what happened to him. It's crazy, he got crazy. From what he got crazy? Says the Gemara, a shed went inside the Caesar's daughter, and Chachamim came off the boat, and the whole town is upside down, and says the Caesar's daughter got crazy, Mishuga. It's Mishuga. They came to the Caesar, says the Gemara, and the Caesar said, I do anything. Can you heal my daughter? And already the Sheikh told them, you're going to come over there, you're going to do something, they think you do, and I'll come out of her, it's going to be, everything will be fine. She'll be also, oh, miracle. What a miracle. There's a Sheikh inside, the Sheikh came outside. Nothing, no miracle, no nothing.
Sheikh can be good.
It can be good also, yeah. Can be good. Most of the time I'm not good. Most of the time I'm not good. Even this one is good, but Metallion was very good. There's billions of Shadim, like people, billions of people. More Shadim than the people in China. I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to go inside us. And this is the secret, the Gemara says, the secret of the mitzvah, the secret of the man, says the Gemara, that we ate in the desert, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us man. Says the Gemara, what's the secret? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want them to stay in the desert, the Torah should go inside them. Should be engraved on your heart. It means the Torah has to go inside. This is the Rambam in his commentary, in his book. He says, you have to know, the Torah has to go inside you. So what do you mean the Torah has to go? Because the Torah opens up all the vessels, and then Hashem goes inside. That's what the Torah says, Kiddushim to you. You have to be holy, Kikadush Hani. It means like this. If you're not holy, how can I go inside you? If I go inside you, you're going to bust. That's what the baby learns Torah in his mother's stomach, to prepare him to get the neshama. That's really the Zohar said, you should know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar, he felt Hashem goes inside him. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai said, on himself, I felt. That's called Naaseh Adam Yamar Avorecha in the song. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Naaseh Adam, the angel said, they made the song, writes like this, Hashem and Hashem discussed with the angels, let's manufacture a person, he meant Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because he writes in the Zohar, he felt Hashem went inside him. This is why he was learning so much Torah. That's the reason he had the zechut to reveal the Zohar. And that's really what Chag HaShavuot is all about. Shavuot is Hashem gave us the Torah. This is why Hashem gave us the Torah. Because Hashem wanted to go inside us. That's what it means. Hashem gave us the Torah. And this is what the Gemara says. Just the Gemara says, you should know Chag HaShavuot, if a person accepts Torah on himself, if he accepts it, and then Hashem makes him a new entity, Briya Chadash, what do you mean? He says, then Hashem is going to go inside him. Because that's the purpose. That's what happened in the time of Maran Bet Yosef. And Chag HaShavuot, they stay up the whole night, and they heard something talking to them. Talking. That's called Naaseh V'Nishma. He says, how do you know Hashem goes inside you? Via what part of your body Hashem goes inside you? The Gemara says it goes via your ear. Shmuat tovat tidashen atzem. So Shlomo HaMelech, you know, when you hear good news, actually your bones expand. When you hear bad news, Chas v'Shalom, they shrink. It says Naaseh v'Nishma. Am Yisrael said like this to Hashem: listen, Naaseh, but we want to hear you, because if I'm going to hear you, it's going to go inside myself. It's going to go inside myself. And it says, then you're going to be inside me. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mi gila rad lebanai. Which lecture did you hear? How do you know the whole system? It says, this is exactly what the angels are all about. An angel says, Oseh dvaro, an angel does. But how does it do it? Lishmo bekol dvaro. Hashem talks to the angel. Hashem talks to him and penetrates inside him. Then how he does it. It's not naaseh before nishma. Is Naaseh condition to Nishma. He says, not because we're not going to accept it, but in order for us to do what Hashem wants, is only if Hashem talks to us. When Hashem tells me what to do, I do. Hashem tells me, go here, don't go there, buy this, sell this, do this, marry this, it's inside, it's called Ruach HaKodesh. You hear in your ear. He says, you hear it. Sometimes you don't hear it, actually, a voice. But you get the message. You get the message. It's called the sixth sense. This is sixth sense, seventh sense, eighth sense, whatever it means. It means it's called, this is part of Ruach HaKodesh. This is something that Hashem has inside the person. Not in the brain, it's in the system. You think the brain, it's not the brain. It's Hashem penetrates in the system. And Hashem tells you what to do. How did you know what stock to buy? How did you know which stock to sell? How did you know what to do with your life? I really don't know. What is this? I says, it's Hashem made inside the person. I says, that happened on Chag HaShavuot. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us on Chag HaShavuot, told us the mitzvot, and we said, we want to do the mitzvot, but we want to hear it from you, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that will carry us in our lifetime. And Hashem speaks to us, He says that, you know, from now on I know what to do, because it went inside us. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, okay, prepare them, Kadoshim to you. Tell them, in order to hear me, to see me, they have to prepare themselves, because otherwise they're going to die. They're going to die, because it's high voltage. High voltage can go in something very low, you have to prepare yourself. It's a preparation. It's called for Hag HaShavuot, it's the Sefirat HaOmer. Sefirat HaOmer is preparation. The person has to prepare himself 49 days, says Dari, to purify the system. Because Chag HaShavuot, it can happen, what happened to Maran HaBet Yosef. You sit in Bet HaKnesset the night of Chag HaShavuot, all of a sudden you might hear somebody is talking to you in your ear. He said, tell you something. He said, tell you something. Said, what happened? He said, if you prepare yourself on Sefirat HaOmer, then Hashem speaks to you, and He tells you in your ear, on Chag HaShavuot, thank you very much. I appreciate it if you learn. But why? Not because He wants us, Hashem Baruch Hu wants us to learn. Because Hashem Baruch Hu wants to go inside us. He's going to go inside us if the system is clear and free. There's no blockages. No blockages. Hashem Baruch Hu says, okay, so you learn Torah. You learn Torah. It shows that you want to open the blockages. I said, the Torah, this is the road of order. The Torah says, this was the angels three times. They told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it. Not do it, an advice. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the angels, shall I manufacture a person? And he said, no. Why no? Because you're high voltage. High is going to go inside him. It's not going to hold down to it. Then Hashem said, He wants to give us the Torah. I just said, well, you give them the Torah. We don't have the Torah. Torah penetrates inside the system. They're ready to get the Torah. Torah is high voltage also. And Hashem said, Mishkan. Hashem said, okay, please build me a Bet HaMikdash. Again, for what? Midrash Shachanti Betocham. To enter inside us. To penetrate inside our system. And you said, again penetrate inside the system. It's again high voltage. Again penetrate inside the system. They can hold on to it. So whatever happened to him? Says, Tov Lo V'Shelo Nivra, says the Gemara. Probably much better if we wouldn't have been created. He says, what do you mean? He says, listen, you cannot hold down to it. You cannot hold down to it to keep your body in such a high level. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able. This is the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sitting in sand for 12, 13 years and learn Torah all the time. He says, but learn Torah all the time. He says, to purify his body, to purify the veins, to purify the arteries, in order for the Torah to go inside, in order for Kadosh Baruch Hu to go inside. And he did it. He did that thing. Says the Gemara, when he died, they buried him in the cave, and then they buried Elazar, his son, that was together with him. And the grandson, Rabbi Yossi, died. They wanted to bring him over there to the cave. He said, you cannot come inside. Says the Gemara, what do you think? He wasn't holy. He was holy, but he did not learn Torah mitoch hadchag. He did not learn Torah that way that the Torah should penetrate inside the body. If he didn't, you cannot be next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar. Even though it's your father and your grandfather, you cannot be buried to them. You're far away. Says the Gemara, they brought him over there. So the cave was a snake. In the entrance of the cave, did not let them bring the body inside. So you don't belong over here. They took the coffin. They moved to some. They went to some places. They buried Rabbi to some places. He says, because this is what Lag BaOmer is all about. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was so high that he was able to achieve it. He writes in the Zohar, I felt Hashem went inside me. No one else said before that he felt Hashem went inside him. So this is Naaseh Adam. This is the goal, that Hashem should go inside the person's system and should stay in the system. He says the Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he said to Tehillim, the last day of his life, the last moment of his life, says Kisham Tziva Hashem et HaBracha Chaim Ad Olam. It's in the Shir HaMalot. He said the word Chaim is Neshama Flo. That's what it means. Chaim means you have the Neshama inside. The time to go, I say Chaim, I say depart, the Neshama goes back. He says Hashem was inside me. Hashem was inside me. Chaim. That's called Kem Chayecha V'Orech Yamecha. Kem Chayim V'Orech Yamenu. Ki Chayecha V'Orech Yamecha. Says Moshe in the Torah. He says what it means. The Torah is your life. The Torah is my life. Yeah, of course the Torah is your life. Because the Torah opens up all the arteries. He says, Ari, if you have Torah through the arteries, you cannot get sick. If you get sick, it means you have a blockage in the arteries. You have a blockage. He says, what is the Gemara? Hash b'rosho, yasuk b'torah. People think it's a joke. You once said somebody has a headache, should learn Torah. He says, listen, stop. He says, the Gaon of Vilna. Somebody has a doubt what to do in his life. So Rami Bina, you learn 3 hours Gemara. Deep, after 3 hours, you all of a sudden you say, now I know what to do. But it's not a trick, because the Torah is actually a physical, let me say, thing to clear the blockages in the system. So you don't know what to do, it means it's a blockage. You have a doubt, shall I do this? How come you don't know what to do? It's because you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, because you don't have a connection. You have a connection because you have a blockage in all the ways. So what do you have to do? You have to learn Torah. So this Hashem gave us Chag HaShavuot. Because you have to learn Torah, then you know what to do. So they're going to be now, okay, now, for you don't know what to do? To open the arteries, the road ruler is the Torah. 3 hours Torah will open the vessel, will open all the arteries. Now it's going to come to you and says, okay, now I know, I have to do this, to do that. So how come you didn't know it before? Before you got a blockage. Now you have no blockage. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life. He says to Am Yisrael, Ve'ilech Moshe, he went around, I'm dying. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you're dying? Says the Gemara, he has a blockage. All of a sudden, Moshe felt he has a blockage. He cannot concentrate, it's called ADD. He cannot learn, he can do this. What happened? I said, I'm dead. What do you mean I'm dead? A blockage in the system. So Chag HaShavuot is a continuation of Lag BaOmer. This is the holiday that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. In order to clear the system, the Torah was given to us not because Hashem wants us to keep the Torah, but because Hashem wants to help us. And helping us means he has to be inside. This GPS is outside. Hashem's GPS is inside. He wants us to make the decision. He wants us to do the right thing. And this is the only way to do it. וזאת הברכה שבאך משה איש האלוקים. מחיתו למעלה אלוקים. It says, Moshe even purified his body so much that even the physical body was Elohim. But at least by us, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, at least we can say, I feel Hashem entered in my system. And this is what the greatest thing about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, these people go over there and says, you know, you, the role model, what we have to do is we have to feel that thing. We have to feel. Hopefully, we feel the Chag HaShavuot, Mashiach will come, Rabbi Minam.